We can also start to understand why we say La'aviram chakeret senecha, which is to cause them to pass and to take them away from the chakeret senecha, which is the statutes of your wealth. And the reason why is because Yavan, Greek whole philosophy is all about human centric. Man is the center of it all. Human wisdom, that's what really determines what is moral. That determines what is right, what is good and proper. Now the anathema to that, obviously, is having laws that you can't understand, or laws that you don't understand. Because the Gemara tells us in Yom Adaf Samach Zayin, Eschakosai Tishmayu, you shall keep my statutes. What are the chukosai that we have to keep? These are the things that the Sotan, the Musa Olam say to Klal Yisrael. What are you doing? You know why? Achilas Chaza, Levishas Shatnas, not eating pork. Not wearing shatnas. You got a rational explanation for that? We can give Tamei HaMitzvos, maybe there's no rational explanation for it. Why do we do it? Purely and simply because it's the Ratzon Hashem, or Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. That's it. The nations of the world, we know in the Medrash. Maksiv be, what's in it? They're not into this Nasa V'Nishma. They're only going to do that which they understand. What we say is we have such confidence in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're convinced of the truth of his existence. We're convinced of the truth of the Torah. That if suddenly we're told to do something we don't understand, it, we'll do it anyway. Of course, we try to understand to the best of our abilities. But the Sibas HaMachayev, the thing that's actually driving us and motivating us, is Ratzon Hashem. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined and decided, not human intellect. And really the truth is that all mitzvahs are chukim. We know the reason for any mitzvah, of course we don't. Tamei HaMitzvahs, give taste, give reason. That doesn't mean we know the reason for any mitzvah. The reason why we do it is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, so all mitzvahs of the Pasuk is really chukim. So then obviously, the Yavanim are going to La'aviram Chakeret Zanecha. They want us to stop doing chukim. And the all mitzvahs are really looked at as chukim. But more than that, all of our all of Greek philosophy is all about building a functional society. About a human being perfecting themselves, being an ethical person. But all of it, again, is coming from the perspective of a human being. But when we look at it, the midas that we learn, it's because the Torah teaches us so. And the midas that we learn is because of the Quran to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Halachta V'Drachav, being a godly person. The Midas HaChesed that we learn from the Torah. The Midas HaChesed of Avraham Avinu, because he learns it from Hashem's Chesed. We're mirroring Hashem. We're created in the image of Hashem, as I've said before. Not that we create the gods in the image of man. And really, therefore, all parts of Torah are chukim. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. We follow the Chachamim. This is something that is intolerable for the Yavan. Even the Mishpatim.
The Mishpatim that we have.
Even the Mishpatim that we do.
The civil laws.
The reason why we do them is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. They're also chukim. Meaning that there are elements of chuk within the Mishpatim. The things that we don't understand. Why certain payments have to be a certain way. Why witnesses you can only accept in a certain way. That it's not just so simple that even our Mishpatim are just functions of human wisdom. And the human wisdom that we have is clearly coming from this Chachmas Hashem. Therefore, really, our philosophy and Greek philosophy in terms of a whole legal system stands at absolute polar opposites for each other. It stands to reason why the Yavan and the Misyavna would be Ma'aviram Chakeret Zanecha, and why we would have to fight in order to be able to keep the Torah in the way that we did.